Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the meeting of the Governance, Finance and Community Service Committee meeting for Monday the 18th of November at 5:30. As you've probably all aware, Councillor Jarman is an apology this evening. I've kind of taken the chair, but I would like a motion to that effect just to make it official, if you don't mind. Plouffe, you can't, Mr Hollister. But... Thank you. Any discussion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We're all official now. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's digital recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. Item 1.0 is an apology from Councillor Jarman, and in attendance we have Councillor Hollister. Item 2.0, declarations of interest. Do I have any declarations of interest in any item on this agenda? No? Moving on to item 3.1, public question time. Do we have any questions on notice for this meeting? No? Item 3.1.1, questions without notice from the public. Nothing, thank you. Item 3.2, questions on notice from councillors. At the time of the meeting, there were none. We'll move on to item 4.0, is governance reports. Item 4.1 is the annual plan progress report. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Councillor Alexio, do I have a seconder, please?
I'll second.
Councillor Milbourn, Councillor Alexio.
Nothing further to add there, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Milbourn.
Nothing further to add. It's a good ongoing report to consult our contingency, so that's it.
Thank you. Any comments, questions from any other members of the committee? Councillor Alexio to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is health and safety policy update. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Milbourn, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Yep.
Councillor Ennis, thank you. Councillor Milbourn.
I'm happy to move this. I do note that it does link to the state legislation, and that reading through it, you could assume that it's directly looking at physical health, but I'd just like to make a note, it does cover all aspects of health, and to not forego that health, by the definition from the World Health Organization, is a state of physical, mental and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So just focusing on the mental and social well-being as well as the physical. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Milbourn to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.3 is a report on elected members' expenditure for September and October. Do I have Councillor Councillor Laycock? Do I have a seconder, please? Yeah. Councillor Alexio? Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add to that, Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Alexio?
Nothing further.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.0 is financial reports. Item 5.1, finance report to the 31st of October. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Milbourn, do I have a seconder?
Second that.
Councillor Alexio, thank you. Councillor Milbourn?
A very detailed report showing transparency of the council situation, and looks like we're heading in the right direction.
Thank you. Councillor Alexio?
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Millbourne to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.0 is Community Service Reports. 6.1 are Minutes of Council Special Interest Groups. Do I have a mover of the recommendation on page 52, please?
Do so. Moved.
Thank you, Councillor
Ennis. Second that,
Mayor. Councillor Laycock. Councillor Ennis.
Nothing further.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Ennis to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.0 is information reports. Item 7.1 is the Arts and Convention Centre report for September and October. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock, do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor Alexio. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you. This is a very comprehensive report, and Mr Dobson, congratulations, well done. It's always good to see, and you always feel you try to get to everything and it's just not possible. But I believe we are doing a very good job there. I'd just like to make quick mention on the Bass Strait Maritime Centre about the Australian Maritime Council workshop that they had in Devonport at the Parnell Centre not that long ago. It was a small conference, but it was very well received, or Devonport was very well received, with those that attended being able to see what was happening in Devonport and exposing, of course, the Julie Burgess and our maritime history and everything else that goes with that. Unfortunately, I didn't attend, and I might just ask through you, Mayor, to Mr Dobson, has he got anything he might like to add to that? Because I think it was worth noting separately tonight, and especially for Mr Dobson to pass on to the two staff members down there that coordinated that. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr Dobson, did you
Thank
have anything
you through
to add?
You, Madam Mayor. The reason why there isn't a full report on the AWMC conference in the report this month is it actually breached across October and November. So it was on the last day of November and the first day of November. So a full report will be given in the next governance and finance report. Of note, there was around 45 interstate delegates that came to Devonport for the three-day event, both participating in events and activities organised by the Bass Strait Maritime Centre itself, including two different cruises on the Julie Burgess, but I'm also aware that they had a number of meals at Mrs Jones and around the around town, so it had an economic benefit to the community as well, which was wonderful. Very well received, many accolades, especially from some of the senior chairs of the AWMC committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Alexio.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I've had some pretty positive feedback about all the events, so it's great to hear. Well done, Jeff.
Thank you. And I certainly had conversations with some of those delegates, and they were nothing but positive about everything that they had contact with. Councillor Laycock to close.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All. Oh, Mr. Ennis, Councillor Ennis, did you have a motion? No. OK. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2, Governance and Finance Report for September, October. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I'll move that.
Thank you. Councillor Alexio. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Millbourne. Councillor Alexio.
Again, a pretty detailed report there, but it's all there. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Millbourne.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any comments, questions?
Yes.
Councillor Ennis?
Yes, I noticed that a lot of the staff did the bullying, harassment and anti-discrimination training. Is there a reason why everyone did it?
Yeah, through the chair. I guess it's something we see applies to everybody across the board, and would like our everyone within our organisation to have those skills. It was about a 2-hour session that we rolled out across the board.
Can I just ask, have there been many cases or does it show somewhere where there's been any cases of bullying and harassment?
Yeah, through the chair, I'm not aware that there's been any change in the pattern, so we certainly do have cases of bullying from time to time, or claims of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
It's whether they're justified or not, and they, so we certainly have those, and we work through those. I think the Anti-Discrimination Commission provided the training, and they provide that free of charge, and we take them up on that offer every, would have been every 2 or 3 years, I'd say that we put all staff through it so they're aware of how they should interact with each other. And but yeah, it is a, yeah, if, when you look at our workers' comp claims, we do have claims that are related to those sorts of issues.
Thank you, Councillor Innes. Councillor Alexio, to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. That brings us to the end of our open session. I need a mover to move into... Oh, have I missed something? Oh, I'm all over it, sorry. I know exactly what's going on. Item 7.3, Community Services Report. Apologies, Ms. Hampton. Do I have a mover of the recommendation that we accept the Community Services Report, please?
So moved.
Councillor Milbourne. Do I have a seconder?
Second that.
Councillor Alexio. Councillor Milbourne.
I'd like to thank Ms. Hampton for her hard work on preparing the report. And nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Alexia.
Yeah, great report. It's good to see that the SOC grounds have been finished, and which is great for the females participants with the soccer. And I was just going to ask one question just regarding the gymnastics, the new gymnastics centre. Will it be used for any other events apart from gymnastics, or is it just gymnastics only?
Thank you. I might ask Ms. Hampton to respond. Thank you.
So the gymnastics facility has been funded for the Devonport Gymnastics Centre. However, they have advised that they will lease it out for birthday parties or other events as required, but it will predominantly be used as a gymnastics centre.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
Just a quick comment, Mayor. Just like to comment on the Devonport Food and Wine on page 107. We've had our wash-up meeting and it went very well. It's probably the smoothest event we've had in all the years it's been running. And so from that wash-up meeting, we've given ourselves some tasks to get stuck into early next year. So we're looking forward to a bigger and better one. But I'd like to take the opportunity to congratulate the staff, led by Karen Hampton, of course, and the volunteer committee. That's really important because they put a lot of their own time into going out there, not just attending, of course, and enjoying the lovely food, but to get people, stakeholders, to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Innes.
Could I say about the men's health luncheon that was going to happen? It's disappointing that it didn't happen, but that may be just something about men at the moment. You put these things on for them to actually appear and go to those things. There's a bit more of a challenge. So thank you for your efforts in trying to put that on, and we might try again sometime. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne, to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. I think I now can move and ask for a motion to move into closed session, please.
So moved.
Councillor Laycock. This is Councillor Alexio. Any discussion? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried. So the open section of our meeting closes at 5:44. Thank you, Mr. Janney.